B-Pod Studios.
Ahoy, hello. This is the business line. Business line. Yeah. What is it? What? Yeah, hello.
Hi. How you doing this afternoon? I'm trying to reach Stan Lee.
And what the? How did you? Who is this? How did you get this number?
I received a resume from a Stan Lee. Just trying to get a hold of him and rap for a minute.
This is Stan. Who is this?
Oh, Stan. How you doing? This is Hot Rod Kelly. Calling from WEZU in Sanford, Florida. I got your T&R, man. It's fantastic.
Okay. First of all, Rod, you called me at work. Could you have called me maybe at home or emailed me or something that you got my tape and resume and that listen, instead of calling right here at work?
Hey, brother, I'll tell you what. You know, we know the game pretty good.
Sure.
You got a couple of years in the business, I see here. And,
yes.
I apologize. I've got plans later on tonight. I've got to go out to Kissimmee. And I was listening to your tape, looking at the old T&R.
Yes, sir.
And
yes.
I apologize if you didn't want it because you did give me this number. I tried the other two, didn't get any answer. And,
because I'm at work, Rod.
Man, I am sorry if I caught you at work like that. You know, I know how it is. I mean, I've been on the air since 9 this morning. This guy, Richie, hell of a guy.
Yeah.
Seems like he's got a bit of a problem, with the sauce. But, I've been on the air all day, and I had planned on having this time. You know, I should be taking music calls right now. But
you like the tape, though, huh? You like
I love the tape, man. And matter of fact, can you hold on for just 1 second, please?
Sure, Rod.
Okay, thanks, pal. Unique New York. Unique New York. Okay, here we go. 1610 WEZU. And Hot Rod Kelly driving you home this afternoon. That's Alan O'Day with the classic Undercover Angel. Right now, Miss Charlie Knorr, by request, pilot of the airway. That's right. You're rocking with Hot Rod Kelly right here at 1610 with the oldie. Okay, I'm back.
Okay, Rod. You know what? First of all, my partner is outside. He's having a smoke, so I got a second.
I got to tell you, that's one of the perks here. We still smoke in the building.
Okay, that's great. So, look, the only thing is I'm just touching around at this idea. I started in radio doing an oldies show. And I still had the old tapes and stuff and the Who Loves You Baby
right
and
on,
all that.
And
it's one of those things where, you know, I got to realize at some point in time I'm not getting any younger, Rod. And I'm just thinking maybe.
Hey, man, I'm there. I hear you, brother.
And just thinking about branching out a little. Just wondering if I've still got it and, just maybe dabble back into getting the oldie show back and, you know, having a nice dark studio and talking to the people out there of Central Florida getting a groove back with the oldies. Well, and so you like the tape. I mean, is it something that, we can talk about?
Well, Stan, I've been in the game for a few years myself. I got about 5 years under my belt. And,
years, huh, Rod?
Yeah, well, us old vets, we got to stick together here.
Right, right.
I think you need to know a little bit about where we are at 1610 WEZU.
Okay. You're in Sanford, Florida. I went to school at UCF, so I'm familiar with the area.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's certainly a plus because we are very active and we do a lot of free remotes.
free remotes. I don't do anything for free, Rod. I'll be honest with you. I didn't expect anybody to bite this quickly. I just sent the tape out no more than, 5-6 days ago.
Yeah, I can dig it, man.
Dig it.
Listen, we're pretty old school here, and, quite frankly, I need somebody who knows how to slip cue. We still got the turntables in here.
Oh, you still use turntables, Rod?
Absolutely, absolutely. We had a cart machine for a while, but it broke down. And, you know, with our library, a lot of these records that we're playing, they're the same records as when they first hit the charts.
Sure, sure.
And let me tell you, as far as your TNR, let me tell you what I like.
Okay, tell me what you like. Because
right,
I used to have the moniker back in the day, because when I would do the oldie show, I used to say, "Who loves you, baby?" You know, that kind of stuff, like Kojak.
Oh, my God, that just gave me chills, bro.
Yeah, yeah. Who loves you, baby?
Else.
Yeah, who loves you?
That's what I'm talking about right there, those pipes, man.
Yeah.
Those pipes.
Yeah, yeah.
That is something else. And I'll tell you, you've got a mic presence like I haven't heard in over 3 years. You know, I've been in this business five, that gives you an idea going way back, man.
Yeah. You're flattering me now, Rod. You're flattering me.
The nice thing about it here at EZU is it's an owner-operator situation.
Oh, yeah, I love those.
But he's pretty much hands-off. Uh-huh. He's mainly concerned with his car business and getting the cars back and forth to auction.
Sure.
And the guy that hired me was fired within a week, and I got the promotion.
Oh, great.
And, you know, I've always wanted to be a PD, and I know how important that can be to somebody, because I'm looking down at your resume.
Yeah,
and
my TNR.
Doesn't look like you've never even had a title, dude.
No, I really haven't. I've just basically done the on-air stuff. Can I ask you a couple of questions, Rod?
Yeah.
So you would be my immediate supervisor, correct?
That's correct, and okay. I want to tell you one thing.
Yes,
I don't want to. I don't want to promise something I can't. I'd have to run it by the owner, but I could really use an MD here. You got the pipes.
Yeah.
You're way cool with that.
Yeah.
And you know, I'd like to have some of that flavor here.
Yeah.
I do have a couple of concerns, though.
Sure, I got it. Well, it's a give and take here, Rod. I've got a couple of concerns too, but you go ahead first.
Okay, my.
Alrighty.
Probably number one on the list, kind of a red flag.
Yeah, pardon.
Yes,
sir.
You've been in Fort Myers?
Fort Myers, Naples Market. Here now.
And that's Fort Myers, Naples, Marco Island?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, that's good.
I
think the Sanford Market isn't even rated.
Well, I was hoping to get somebody, you know, at least top 50, and it looks like you're down there in the 70s. And
I think we're 68.
Well, I need to stress to you that, you know, there's a big step up when you come to a major market.
You're not a major market. You're not even a rated market. Hey, look at Rod Kelly. I started in Sanford, Florida. I started at the radio station you're at right now. Don't tell me how big the celery capital of the world, Sanford, Florida, is. You're not even a rated market. What's the job pay? Let's say I want, when I sent the TNR in, I was under the assumption of doing something kind of like a night thing, like, say, 7 to midnight. And what does something like that pay? What's the going rate now? Because, you got me scared now.
Well, Stan, as you well know, everybody is different. They have different
needs. What? How much? Am I hourly? Do I get a salary? Is there any benefits? I mean, look.
And we do have a budget that we have to work within. I like a lot of what I hear. You may have a little bit of an attitude problem. You know, that's expected when you step
attitude
up to a major
problem.
Market.
I'm not. This would be a step down for me, turning my career into basically a hobby of doing something that I love. That would be staying with the oldies.
And you
called me back.
You know what?
Is a step up? Hell no. I'm going back down to the gutter of the world. Rod, Hot Rod, Kelly, whatever you are. Tell me, give me some answers.
Hey, can you hold on just a second?
Sure.
Easy, you? Yeah. Yeah, where are you calling from? All right. Yeah. So how are things in Lakeland today, baby? All right. That's right.
Got
top five numbers. And five. We're going to keep it up there. Yeah, absolutely. And you keep it here on ECU, and we'll have more of your favorites of yesterday and today. Okay.
Yeah.
What's your favorite radio station? All right. Oh, you are golden, babe. Bye-bye. Yeah, Steph.
Yeah, Rod. I can we answer a couple of questions
that.
Here? I got
I had to take a call. The phone was ringing there.
Yeah, I got to rush this with you because my partner's getting ready to come back down the hallway. He just put out his fifth smoke, and he's getting ready to come back in here. So I got to know things right off the bat. Is this a career move for me or not? I got to ask these questions before I go and, put a notice in here and all that stuff. What do you pay? Can I expect? Will you pay for the move? I got a condo. I got a bunch of furniture, and you're going to pay for the move for me to go back to Central Florida.
Well, that's something we can look into. See if we
look
can
into.
Work
I need answers
something.
Now. What does the job pay, by the way? What's the straight salary on it?
Look, Stan, I respect you too much to play games with you. Let me tell you what's going to happen. Okay,
what's going to happen?
I have concerns. You've got concerns. Let's do it face to face, and I'll take you out for a nice steak dinner. How about that?
How about no?
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Radio that there's ever been. The show is so damn good, it makes the Pope wanna sin. The fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws spies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Hot paradise. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
Some see the glass as half empty. Others see it as half full. We simply see rum. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Wednesday edition of the Stan and Haney Show. As we continue into week, it must be in the teens of social distancing. My name's Stan. I'm here in Studio 1A in Estero, miles away, poolside. Mark Haney broadcasting. Rob Show behind the glass for good reason. How are you?
Yesterday was so great. Today is a letdown.
Why? What's the matter?
How are your allergies today?
Don't ask. I'm going to tell you, my allergies have been off the charts for a couple of weeks now.
Because yesterday was great, and today the allergies are driving me nuts.
Yeah.
Although you
don't know what's in bloom, Haney.
And I may have made a horrible mistake.
Did you buy something? What did you buy?
No, it's, I get my meals sent to me.
I know, because you whenever you say that to me personally, whether we're on the air or outside, and you say, I may have made a lie.
Oh, geez.
Is it something you ate and that you might be allergic to? Right there.
Yeah.
What'd you have?
The main dish was okay, but, the main dish was like a spicy lemon meatball.
Pardon.
And that agreed with me quite well.
Yeah, the spice agrees with you.
But the side dish?
What was it?
It was something that I've never had before. And they try to sneak in healthy items on
me. Yeah, that's usually their point. They want to have you eat healthy. What did you eat?
It was cauliflower rice with kale.
Okay, I wouldn't personally eat it. I know a lot of people that like that.
It's not something I would have picked out. It was just forced upon me. And then as a topping...
Yeah. You're all right. Sure. Yeah, you don't sound good.
Well, the congestion is... hopefully will get better as the day goes on.
I hope so.
I don't know if it was peppers or what it was that I topped it off with, but they were very bright red, which in nature usually means poison.
Yeah, but that's probably might have been with some red pepper on it.
But, you know, I love my greens. I love spinach. I love mustard greens, collard greens, but I've never had kale.
It's in the same family, isn't it?
I thought so. So I don't know if it's the kale or whatever horrible thing they did to the cauliflower to get it in that shape, or if it's this mystery thing that I topped it with. Either that or it's just something in the air. But yesterday was, I told you, woke up from a beautiful dream, woke up early, high and dry, everything was great, and today's the opposite.
I would tend to think, being that you're outside as much as you are, that it's nothing as far as pollen, maybe a little bit, but you and I both know we both have food allergies, and you've come into the studio before looking like death warmed over, and then you tell me what you ate the night before, and you might be allergic to it.
Yeah, I don't think if I can avoid that, I'll not be having that again.
Because I'm allergic to tomatoes. I actually have a reaction to tomatoes, but I love spaghetti sauces and other salsas and stuff made
barbecue
with tomatoes.
Barbecue sauce, ketchup,
and I eat it and I'll enjoy it, but then I get all sinusy, stuffed up, and my muscles and joints ache. I'm not kidding you.
You know, tomatoes are a recent thing. They were thought to be poisonous for a long time.
FDR started eating them, and then they said it's okay.
But before that, they said, don't do that. They're poison.
Yeah, that's not a good thing.
That's the power of advertising right
yeah.
there.
Well, you know what? And you're right. Now that you're up and you're draining, it should get better. I'll check in back with you. I'll do another welfare check in like like an hour.
Okay, and I'll go back and look and see if there's anything on the packaging that so I can know
yes.
what I ate.
I want you to look at the ingredients on the packaging. It could be the seasoning that they used on any of it. It could be the seasoning, some of the preservatives, other things. Look on that label and see if there's anything that raises a red flag.
I got to try and remember what I had when I woke up feeling good and just eat that all the time.
Do you know what you had the night before?
I'd have to look it up.
All right. We'll let you look, let you
Stan,
look it up.
I, you don't understand. I partitioned my brain so that the vast majority does nothing but this show.
Okay. And so no memories of what you ate, like, say, two nights ago.
It's not important. It doesn't relate okay. to the show, Stan, because...
Well, evidently it does, because you're all stuffed up and miserable.
Well, when I'm not on the air, Stan,
yeah.
I am a dribbling zombie.
Playing video games.
I may have forgotten how to walk the rest of the time, but when we're on, I okay. open up that partition to make sure that we can continue on.
All right.
So that we can appeal to somebody like a Hot Rod Kelly.
Yep. That guy had all the stuff, man. no word yet from Ron DeSantis. He's supposed to speak today about opening the gradual open. Everybody waiting with bated breath on that. Collier County beaches open tomorrow or today, I think. Well, no, Lee County opens
today. No, the Lee County.
Collier opens tomorrow. So there
and,
you go.
DeSantis has got to be feeling pretty good about himself now.
Yeah.
He went and got his picture taken with the president.
Yep.
He got 5 minutes on Hannity.
And he's got very high approval ratings right now.
Yep. And he came across well on Hannity.
Yep.
And that is gold in the bank yep. right there for
has
him.
Has anybody interviewed Gillum lately?
He's unavailable.
Okay, we're going to take a break. We're Stan and Haney.
You know, a lot of things are happening during yeah. this quarantine.
Yeah.
Like you mentioned, Gillum.
Yeah.
And also the fact that, as it turns out, everything that all the major complete networks and newspapers have been reporting for the last 3 years is complete. It's going, yeah, it's just going under the radar.
We're Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
A lot of people ask, how did Stan and Haney get this gig? It's actually an interesting story. You see, they were hanging out in a Home Depot parking lot, all liquored up before sunrise, when Brad Beasley drove up, yelled something at them in Spanish, showed them a $10 bill, and told them to get into his truck pronto. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody.
Hey.
Hi, Haney. Stan and
hey,
Haney
Stan.
Show. Wednesday edition. We're going to give you a chance to win later on today with another edition of Who Am I? I'm going to give you clues to a person, and you tell me who they are. You'll go against Haney.
You just played that Rolling Stones song.
Yes.
Have you heard, I've heard it whispered quietly, because the Rolling Stones are very powerful. You don't want to cross them.
No, you do not.
But I've heard it suggested that that song is a complete ripoff.
Here's what I've heard. And then you can tell me what you heard. They had written the song several years ago. The song was written. They elected not to put it on an album that they had coming out. With the COVID stuff going on, they went back, grabbed the old tapes. Mick changed the lyrics to go with today, and they basically made a new song out of something old that they had.
Now, what I've heard is everything that you said, plus that they never released this, been around for a while, like
yeah.
you said. But that they believe that it's a ripoff of a song that had been written at the same time or earlier, and they think it's pretty blatant. Would you like to hear what they think they're ripping off?
Yes.
And you can be the judge.
All right.
This is a band called The Specials, and the song is Ghost Town.
Okay.
I'm living in a ghost town. If there's a party, it's a party for one.
This town.
Okay, here we go.
It's coming like a ghost town. All the clubs are being closed down. This place is coming like a ghost town.
There's similarities.
Bands won't play.
I think this band put a lot more effort into
dude,
it.
Yeah, I agree with you. There are similarities.
Extreme similarities, including the title.
Yeah. Interesting. Rob, will you look very quickly? Maybe you can do it too, Haney. I don't know who's got easier access to it. The writing credit for the Rolling Stones' Ghost Town. Do they give any... a different writing credit other than Jagger Richards. That ought to be interesting, because to avoid a lawsuit, a lot of times, because ripoffs happen all the time, but they'll give the original songwriter a little bit of credit.
It definitely sounds like...
similar.
Mm-hmm.
There is a feel to it, a vibe to it. Rob, what do you got?
Jagger and Richards.
Ah-ha! Yeah.
So if years ago they were inspired by that song, mm-hmm. lay it down in the studio, and the lawyer said, no, we're not going there, keep it in the vault. And now we come out and Mick Jagger goes, oh, that would be perfect right now with the quarantine and all that. Maybe nobody will notice now that a couple of years have gone by.
You got a point. You got a point. I mean, I like the new Stones song, but what you just played me, there's A, the title, B, there is some similarity.
Let's put it this way. You and me are in a room with Mick Jagger and Keith Richards. And I go, guys, I got a great song, and I'd love to hear the Stones' take on it, and I played him that song. I think what would come out is exactly what we just played on the radio.
Yeah. Interesting. That's the first I heard about it, and you just played the clip. They're similar. The one you played, of course, you know, got a little reggae thing, but Mick Jagger always liked reggae.
Yeah, and I think that's an English band, and it's English people that are familiar with that song going, hey, what are you doing, Mick?
Interesting. All right. Well, I'm going to go and look into that a little further myself.
I figure we always like to play that game anyway,
yep.
So why not?
Let's do the grab bag right now, brought to you by the Pewter Mug North, US 41 North Naples. Tuesday through Sunday, takeout orders. Take a look at their website for menu items. The great food at the Pewter Mugs still available. Takeout Tuesday through Sunday. Fred Armisen has a Netflix special called Stand Up for Drummers, and it's getting a lot of attention, and he's good. Here, just a little piece of it. Fred Armisen does every North American accent. You go from one state, one town, one part of the state to another. Up north, they got different accents. He tries
to... Well, he's done them all at one time or another. He's a chameleon.
Yep, here you go.
Maine, you can almost hear England there. Vermont, they hit the T's. The T's are here, Vermont.
Boston, Massachusetts. The Bronx,
Brooklyn.
The Bronx, Brooklyn.
Manhattan.
Queens has got Queens. Nobody told me.
Long Island, is stalls for time.
New Jersey's like almost like a little punch. He's about to punch New Jersey. Got New Jersey and then San Francisco. The way I think of San Francisco is this is a fact. This is a fact. Excuse me? No. This is a fact. This is... But in Southern California, as you go down, the thing that you want to do is you want to pronounce every part of the word.
There you go. He's funny.
He's right dead on with San Francisco.
Yeah. Place it's called, and I don't know, we don't have them down here, the Wiener Schnitzels.
But yeah, why don't we?
But you go into malls and stuff in various parts of the country, and you walk in, and you can go into...
Why don't we have them?
The place called the Wiener Schnitzel. I don't know, and you know what? It would be great down here. Their timing and use of words, though. They got a new ad campaign going, and a lot of sophomoric brains are enjoying it. They have something called the World of Wieners. And this, to me, anything that a Wiener Schnitzel, it's good. Take a listen.
Hey, Todd, what you got there?
The three hot dogs we're offering for our World of Wieners event. There's the hearty Cuban dog, the zesty German dog, and the savory Aussie dog.
Travel the globe during Wiener Schnitzel's World of Wieners event.
The World of Wieners event.
And you know what? I bet they're very good.
Yes.
And I hope that it's successful. Do you remember that old place we used to like to go, and they ended up being shut down because of sophomoric humor?
Where? What place was it?
Pud's.
Yeah, got a lot of heat.
Yeah, they had to shut down.
Pud's. This, I like this little ad that's out there right now, thanks to our friends at Coors Light. To help people through quarantine, Coors Light is giving away 500,000 beers. Here's how it works.
Fighting a revolutionary war can be sucky. But do you know how George Washington kept his troops motivated? He made sure his men had beer. How about the Great Depression? Turns out that was pretty sucky, too. But you know what they did? They called for an end to Prohibition. Did it solve anything? Of course not. But it did help them press on. Which brings us to today. Sucky, suck, suck, suckiness of historical proportions. Now, we know this won't fix it, but how about some beer? Go to @CoorsLight on Twitter and tell us who could use a six-pack, and we'll buy them one. Because if history's taught us anything, it's that sometimes we could all just use a beer.
I kind of like that.
Yeah, okay.
I got to play this for you. This is funny.
Yeah, I'll have one.
Yes. How do we do it? Click on Get Haney and I a Beer. This is great. On Monday... Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear ripped people for filing fake unemployment claims. And
yeah, that's you're the devil if you do that.
You know, a lot, and he says, you know, you're costing a lot of people money. And he decided in his speech to give an example of someone that, how dare them try to file a fake unemployment claim. Turns out it was legitimate. It was legitimate. Take a listen.
A couple of bad apples can make this challenge that much more difficult. For instance, we had somebody apply for unemployment for Tupac Shakur here in Kentucky. And that person probably thought they were being funny, except for the fact that because of them, we've got to go through so many other claims. That one person thinking that they were funny, using somebody else's identity, is going to make tens of thousands, potentially, of other people wait. Not okay.
There was a person in Kentucky who is named Tupac Shakur. He filed. He was completely within his right to file, and the governor had to call him up to apologize.
Oh, yeah. You got to be careful with that now. Because, you know, think about how long ago Tupac was popular, and they're grown now.
Yeah.
Like, for instance, there was, and I know this is going to be shocking to some of the young people, Stan, but there was a time when the Wu-Tang Clan did not exist.
That's true.
Okay? The Miami Dolphins now have not one, but two players named Raekwon. I am not kidding. Players named Raekwon. So Wu-Tang didn't just teach the children, they are the children.
Yeah. Now. Yeah.
And they're nothing to mess with, let me tell you that.
We just got an email, Haney, from your main man, Eli.
Yeah, Eli's a good dude.
Or a text. He knows all about the Wiener Schnitzel. He says they're awesome. I had my uncle from California freeze and smuggle their chili dogs to me before. They are the best. Why don't we have a Wiener Schnitzel here?
I don't know. God knows we got a large enough German population.
Yep. Okay, you got to make a promise to me right now, Haney. And I'm
Hold on a second. Are we talking about a promise or a pledge?
Just a promise and a pledge. I'm going to play a cut right now. I am not going to say anything about the cut. I'm just going to let it stand on its own, and then we're going to move to the next cut. I would like you to do the same. Just listen to the cut.
And
move on. I think people can use their own brains to understand, but
so our commentary is not necessary.
There will be, for you and I, zero commentary.
All right, I'll pledge that,
and then we'll go right to the next cut.
All right.
Welcome, Hillary. It's great to have you here.
Thank you so much, Joe. It's a real pleasure to be here with you. I am thrilled to be part of your campaign to not only endorse you, but to help highlight a lot of the issues that are at stake in this presidential election.
Michael Bublé got some recruits. This is actually very entertaining. He recruited the Bare Naked Ladies and Sofia Reyes to perform his new quarantine song, Gotta Be Patient. And this is actually pretty darn good.
I just want to see my friends. I want to walk the street again, again. But I gotta be patient. So let's enjoy this combination.
Every night.
So I gotta be patient. So let's enjoy this combination.
Yeah! That's really good. That's really good. I like that.
Oh, yeah, especially when it ends with a nice bum-ba-na-bum.
Let me ask you something. This is pretty... I didn't know this. Billboard has created a new chart.
I'm sorry, Stan. I don't know if you're hearing the noise, but I think it's something you played soured my stomach. I don't know what it was. But,
I understand. I had to take a Brioski myself.
All right.
Billboard actually has this new chart. You know how, like, our station next door, Death 106, plays a lot of yacht rock. They somehow categorize certain music as yacht rock. Billboard has come up with a category called minivan rock.
What does that even mean?
And even the way it's posted, question mark. Billboard describes it as music from the turn of the century, golden age of pop rock radio. It's basically stuff that from, you know, crossing over from 1999 to 2000, pop rock, and they put out their chart, and the number one minivan rock song is Lighthouse, Hanging by a Moment. You heard it, the number one hit on the Billboard charts in the category of minivan rock.
I prefer yacht rock.
I do too.
And quite frankly, you and I have discussed it at length. We had a golden age of music.
Yeah,
it
we
is
did.
Where the talent met with the technical stuff necessary to make great records. 1976 to 1984.
Yeah, without a doubt, that's a pocket right there of great stuff.
And think about it. That's only 8 years. And the music that came out of that period is still played all the time.
Yep. Wrap up the grab bag this afternoon with a special wish and montage. Happy birthday, Willie Nelson. He is 87 years old today.
I'm crazy. Crazy for feeling so lonely.
Pretty paper, pretty ribbons, blue.
Hello, wall.
In twilight glow, I see blue eyes cry in rain.
My heroes have always been cowboys.
Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys.
On the road again, just can't wait to get on the road again.
Whiskey River, take my mind.
She's a good-hearted woman in love with a good time and man.
You were always on my mind.
Gee, ain't it funny how time slips away.
87 years young, and he's doing his little COVID things.
You know what, when you can tell you're talking about a true legend is you're thinking about the songs left off the montage.
Yes,
the songs left off that montage could make somebody else a superstar.
Oh, if you wanted to do a true full montage, it'd go for 20 minutes.
He is truly an amazing talent.
American treasure, without a doubt. When we come back, Jack Webb lectures a rookie cop.
You think you know it all, huh?
Mm. Thought it was beneath him to do a purse snatching. And Jack Webb told it to him straight. And we have a real beauty from the local beat. We'll also take your phone calls if you want to call in and say hi, 277-9600. This is the Stan and Haney Show. Haney, somebody just texted us on the Absolute Law text line. We were talking about Wiener Schnitzels and why isn't there a Wiener Schnitzel around here?
Yeah.
A guy just texted us. He said, maybe give these guys a try. The owners live down the street from me, and he sent me a link. There's a place on Fort Myers Beach. I guess a lot of people know about it, and I just looked at the Schnitzel House. And it's got every kind of schnitzel under the sun. And I'll tell you, as soon as this place opens back up where I can sit down and eat, I'm going to the Schnitzel House.
Yeah, you know, maybe we'll do another one of our famous movie screenings down on the beach and go there and eat.
Yeah, do a movie screening, and then head to the Schnitzel House.
Hey, speaking of eating.
Yeah.
I got the information that you requested.
Oh, the ingredients? Is there anything that kind of stands out?
All right.
Haney woke up with severe allergies this morning, and we both think that it could be a food allergy.
Okay, so I told you I had the meatballs.
Yes.
They were topped with a lemon caper sauce.
Jeez.
And then what I think is the culprit is your creamed kale cauliflower rice topped with pickled cherry peppers.
There you go. I don't go any further. That's it. Pickled cherry peppers.
You think it was the cherry peppers or the kale?
I don't think it was the kale.
Or the
cauliflower.
You think it was the peppers?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so you think the whatever the lemon caper is okay?
I don't know. That may add to acidity.
But you'd look at the pickled cherry peppers
Sure.
as your culprit.
If I'm looking at a tomato or a cherry tomato or one of those and you're with a pepper, I'd go and look at that.
All right, we'll blame it on that.
Okay,
that's really all I needed was something to target the blame at.
2779600. Let's go to the phones, Haney. Got a few here waiting. Ahoy, who's this?
Hot damn 2020.
Hot damn,
Gary.
What's going on, boys?
How are you, pal?
Hey, good. Quick Willie Nelson story.
Yes, sir.
1986, I'm over at Lely when they first opened up the Flamingo Golf Course.
Mm-hmm.
We're standing there, me and a couple of my buddies talking to the starter. A big old black limousine pulls up. They open up the doors. A cloud of smoke comes out like the car's on fire, and stumbling out is Willie Nelson and a couple of his bandmates coming to play golf.
Ah, nice. Did you run up to him and say hi? Hey, Willie, can I have a toke or anything?
No, we didn't. No, not really. You leave them people alone. You see enough stars down here.
You sure do.
Oh, yeah. You get jaded, don't you, Gary?
You got to leave them people alone.
They don't want to be bothered. That's why they're down here.
Can I ask a question, Gary, before we let you go and go to the next call?
Shoot.
How many are you in now? How many have you had today?
I've had four Coors Light so far.
Okay.
Now cans or bottles?
Yeah, cans or bottles?
The 16-ounce big boys.
All right.
All right.
Good for you, Gary.
See you, Gary. 16-ounce, so that's four more ounces per can, and he's had
Well, it's Valia.
Yeah, he's almost a six-pack in.
What time do you think Gary goes to bed, Stan?
That's a good question, because he could be an early drinker and an early sleeper, or he can be like people we've known that can go all day long until about midnight, 1, 2 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, yeah. You remember my buddy that worked at the machine shop?
I do. Nonstop.
He had Natty Light for breakfast and Natty Light for a nightcap all day long, and it just didn't affect him.
Nope. Built up a tolerance to it. Yeah.
And I wonder, at that point, why are you drinking it?
Yeah. It's not doing anything for you. Well, it's a maintenance thing. Because if he didn't have it, then there'd be problems. Now you're maintaining with that. So I think that's what it is. Let's go to the phones. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, what do you say, fellas? It's Steve.
Hey, Steve.
Hey, how's it going? Yeah, my friend Scott used to talk about that their Wiener Schnitzel place out in, I guess, in California.
I know they have them up north, too, because when I go and visit my mom, they have at the mall up there a Wiener Schnitzel. It's a chain thing, and they're really good. There's just none down here.
Yeah, I've heard it's good. So it's what? It's like hot dogs and sausages and stuff?
Yeah, well, it's Wiener Schnitzel. It's brats. It's all that stuff.
Right. Well, you know, I think Wiener Schnitzel, though, like that place on the beach, I think what Wiener Schnitzel actually is, though, is more like a pork cutlet. Like
yeah,
a pounded
it's a,
pork.
Oh, yeah. It's a different meat. Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
But what it all is in a casing.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, just yeah. Yeah, a lot of mystery meat in a casing.
Yeah, it's in a casing. Appreciate it.
For your protection.
Yeah.
We don't have that. We don't have In-N-Out Burger. For crying out loud, we can't even seem to get a crystal in this town.
I know.
Do you remember
or a White
when
Castle.
We? Do you remember when we briefly had the fat burger and I made you try it?
We would go down to Naples when we got off work and go down and eat a fat burger. And the place was usually empty.
I don't get it.
Me neither. Not enough people know about it over here, but you'd think people from the West Coast would know exactly what we're dealing with here. So, and I'm waiting for a White Castle. Jack Webb, Sergeant Joe Friday. Man pulled no punches. Told it like it is.
He could put you in your place like nobody else.
Sergeant Joe Friday of Dragnet, late 60s, early 70s. Each show, he had a lecture to teach you about drugs, about the community, about race relations, the war. Today, he lectures a cop because the cop, he's a rookie. And he thinks purse-snatching cases are beneath
him.
He
thinks he knows it all.
He wants the big stuff. Well, Jack Webb had to set him right.
Let me tell you something, youngster. Someday when you get the backs of those ears dried out, you might wake up and see how important your job really is. Take a look at your partner over there. 16 years in a patrol unit, one of the best on the job. Now, apparently you haven't been listening to him or you don't want to. For your information, that little old lady didn't just get her purse stolen. It was robbery. Two hoodlums kicked her senseless out there on that sidewalk. You got a real large problem, son. You worry more about yourself than what goes on around you. Do me a favor, will you? Sit back and take a real hard look. Look at the victims of these crimes and try to have a little empathy. It might do you some good. That's what we're all here for, to serve these people. Now, if you can't see it that way, maybe you better look for some other kind of job. I'm sure the department can spare you. You don't know what you mean or what you say or how you impress other people. Now, you think about it. Try to learn something from your partner. He'll teach you if you listen. He understands his job, you don't. Now, do me a small favor, will you?
What's that, sir?
Do what your partner told you to do. Go out there and get that book, then get back in here and go to school.
Yes, sir.
Kind of hard on him, weren't you?
Those two punks were kind of hard on Mrs. Anderson.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Jack now, wake up and go to sleep.
Yep. So there you go. He was like that in real life. That's what everybody says.
That would be a hard life.
Yep, always trying to teach a lesson to somebody. Let's grab the phones, and I got to do the local beat. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Chris Fisher.
Hi, Chris Fisher.
Well, I heard your Wiener Schnitzel story on the radio.
Yes.
And that was my first job when I was 16 in Moline, Illinois.
You worked at a Wiener Schnitzel?
Oh, you're kidding me. You're from Moline?
I'm from Moline.
I have been to Moline. That's where my dad is from. Do you know Lagomarsino's there?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, look at this.
That is a great... That was one of my favorite places ever. That's where my dad used to go when he was a kid. He took me there, and it was awesome.
Oh, yeah. Some of the same places are still there, but Wiener Schnitzel was awesome, but it is not there anymore.
Aww. What do you remember about working at the Wiener Schnitzel?
Do they have any other Quad City locations?
Nope, they don't. That was the one and only.
Was there any like kind of special rule? Was there like a certain rule when you went into the Wiener Schnitzels and preparing a meal?
Actually, you didn't go in. It was all drive-through. It was the chili cheese, and you measured everything out. One scoop of chili, slab of cheese, onion on top, and mustard on a chili dog.
Nice.
Very nice.
It was wonderful, but you brought back memories when you mentioned it today, so thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for phoning.
Thank you, Beth. Have a great day.
You too. What a nice lady.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and right there, your dad's hometown.
Yeah, I've
Small
actually
world.
Been there. I've been there.
Ladies and gentlemen, we do this at this time. It is something called Stan's Local Beat. Local news that makes the headlines here, but nowhere else. This is from NBC2, I believe. Jeez. Headline. Woman accused of threatening another woman with a BB gun in a McDonald's drive-thru.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Dateline, Port Charlotte. A woman in line at a Port Charlotte McDonald's drive-thru got the scare of her life. This happened on Sunday afternoon, according to the Charlotte County Sheriff's Office. Jessica Hernandez wouldn't move her car up at the drive-thru out of the parking lot. You know how you sit there and they tell you pull ahead and you got to move up. You come out, move your car.
It sounds like we're headed for McTrouble.
Yup. This caused the woman behind Hernandez to honk her horn and ask Hernandez why she didn't, quote, move the F up.
Oh, no. And then, when two women go at it, all bets are off.
Hernandez didn't like that. From the 911 call, the victim accused Hernandez of following her after she left the McDonald's, waving a black and gray semi-automatic gun at her in a threatening manner. The woman was forced to drive
And we know it's a semi-automatic.
This is the way it said in the police report. It wasn't. But yeah, from the 911 call, the victim accused Hernandez of following her and waving a black and gray semi-automatic gun at her. And she was doing it in a threatening manner. The woman was forced to drive to a nearby 7-Eleven convenience store to call deputies and because she feared for her safety. Hernandez was also not far away, keeping an eye on her. Deputies questioned her about the gun on her, and at first she said there was no gun. Hernandez said, no gun, no gun. Later, Hernandez did admit she had her nephew's BB gun in the car. The gun
Is it a semi-auto BB gun?
The gun matched the description given to the deputies by the victim. And for that, Hernandez was arrested. Now, here's a cautionary tale.
There are cautionary tales all over this.
Yeah, but you think because it's just a Daisy air rifle, a BB gun? Hernandez did bond out of jail, even though the gun turned out to be a BB gun. Hernandez is now facing a charge of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. Doesn't matter if it's a BB gun,
you could put an eye out, yeah.
Or a real gun. You start waving that around, the person doesn't know if that's a real gun or not. You're still going to be charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon.
And it's the worst of both worlds. Because you decide that it's a good idea to drive around with a BB gun in your car and wave it around to solve problems. You may encounter someone who would not be waving anything around, but will produce one and consider you a deadly threat.
Yeah.
And you will not be able to answer that threat. That's just dumb.
Well, she's got heavy duty charges on her now.
She may as well have been.
Same charge. BB gun or not? Well, it's my nephew's BB gun. It's nothing. It's he plays with it in the yard, breaking street lights and stuff. No, it's same thing.
Now let's rewind 5 minutes. She's not figuring on any of this. She thinks she's going to pick up some food from McDonald's and that'll be the end of it.
Yep. You had no forethought that would happen.
And then her whole life changed.
In an instant.
She went from just simply being an unpleasant woman to being a criminal.
Yep. You know, that reminds me, very quick, and then I'll move on from it. We'll take the break. When I was a kid, I had to be 14 or 15. We lived in the country, so I always was around rifles and guns. I would shoot the 22, I'd shoot the 30-30, I'd shoot the shotgun. But I had the most fun when I got for Christmas one year a Daisy BB gun. And I loved that BB gun. I'd go and, you know, and it cocked and you locked it in and you had the whole, you know, 150 BBs in it. And I had it in the driveway. And my father's pickup truck was in the driveway. I said, what the hell? It's a BB gun. Doesn't hurt nothing. I can do a little target practice. And I aimed right for the passenger window of my father's pickup truck. And there I had cocked the thing, got the BB loaded, and fired.
There you go, Rocky.
Shattered the whole window, and I'm watching it fall off in chunks. I had to go back into the house and explain to my father that I just shot out the window of his pickup truck with a BB gun.
Why didn't you blame it on his sister?
I couldn't do that because they would blame everything. I took the brunt of everything.
Well,
they could do no wrong. But yeah, I shot the pickup truck window out with the BB gun.
You know, in hindsight, you really should have blamed his sister.
Yeah, well, looking at it now, what difference would it have made? I blame the sister. I would have skated. When we come back. Oh, you know what? Real quick. And I'm sorry I'm dragging myself into this. I don't want to. That stays in my mind about shooting the window out on that pickup truck. And to this day, I still vividly remember it. So I'm listening, coming into work, I was listening to Stern for a little bit. He had David Letterman on, you know, via the Skype or whatever they do.
Was it recorded or he was actually on today?
Live. Yeah, he was on today.
Oh, cool.
And Letterman was talking about, Howard got him talking about his father. And I realized, because David never talks about his father. He used to talk all the time about his mom and have her on
the
show.
Well, she was a saint of a woman.
But nothing about his dad. And he started talking about his dad and said, you know, my father, until he recovered, it was a raging alcoholic. And Howard started, you know, prodding him a little bit. Well, how bad of an alcoholic was he? And David said, and I'm immediately, as he's saying this stuff, because I've never heard anything about his dad, I'm relating to it. He goes, yeah. He said, my father told the family one day, he said, we lived in Indiana. He said, my father told us one day, we're all taking a family trip to Montreal. And he said, he loaded up the car and we're heading off to Montreal. He said, I didn't know it at the time, but we drove from Indiana to Montreal, which is a long haul, and he did the entire drive blitzed. That he was bombed. And I said, yep, been there, Dave, been there. And then he goes and he says, it got to the point, he said, when his mom made his dad go into recovery, that he used to drag David as a kid to the AA meetings. And that he would have to sit there. And I'm like, I hear you, Dave. I hear you. And
that is, and you know, the crazy thing, and the same thing is true with your mother. Letterman's mother was the most poised, genteel woman.
And that's my mom.
Yeah. I don't get it.
Yep. Oh, I used to, as a kid, you know, 7, 8, 9, 10 years old, I'd be in the pickup truck with my father in the middle of winter, and he was blitzed out of his mind. And I was driving. He hit guardrails one time, and he got yelled at me because why didn't I tell him he was coming close to him?
Yep.
True story.
Damn it, Rocky.
True story. And we're going down, and he's weaving. He's weaving on the road, and I'm like, as a 9-year-old, I know this isn't right. There's something wrong here.
And as a 9-year-old, you know damn well that you better not say anything.
Yeah, right. And so there he is. Uh-oh, there come the guardrails. Those were the old wooden guardrails with the cable on them. And he comes up, and he just drifts right into him. Boom, 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 and he just smashed the whole my side of the car.
Now,
and he looks at me, and he goes, why the hell didn't you tell me they were coming?
Okay, now let's revise history.
Yeah.
Walk us through, Stan, what would have happened if you told him he was weaving and about to hit a guardrail.
Don't tell me how to drive. You know, you're 9 years old. When you're behind the wheel, then you go and do what you want to do. Don't tell me how to drive. And then a crack across the head. All right, we got to.
So better to just let him hit the guardrail.
I just said for the best. If I said anything, I'd usually get a crack. So, I just.
Your life has been absolutely ridiculous with the amount of drunks you've had to deal with.
Oh, my entire life. And the thing was, is he came close a few times, but he'd catch it. And then one time, he didn't. I got blamed. We got to take a break.
No, you were going to get blamed no matter what.
Oh, no matter. I understand that. Like it was yesterday. I'll save it for another time. The time he left me in a cold car in about 10-degree weather because he wanted to go in the bar and have a few drinks. I'll tell you that one later.
Yeah, you'll be fine. You just sit here.
Oh, I remember the old ladies and stuff walking the sidewalk with their big lady babushka coats looking at me, wondering if I was dead or alive. we'll be back. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
What a spot for a vacation. And this family's brought everything they need for a perfect one, including
Stan and Haney
in genuine top grain cowhide, which costs less than a tenth of a cent an hour to operate.
96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us. You are about 17 minutes away from the 4 o'clock safe word that could get you $500. I know Rob's show had a big $500 winner last night on his show.
That's shocking.
Why would that be shocking?
That's a lot of money. Hey, what are you talking about?
I don't know what you mean. You said that's shocking. I asked you why. I'm not inquiring about anything else other than why do you think that's shocking?
Well, you're really painting me in a corner here, but I just didn't think that many people listened.
What are you talking about? He did it right after six, so there was some.
Oh, well, I'll say no more then. That's residual Stan Haney. So really, we gave it away.
No, don't say that.
Well, it's true, isn't it?
We didn't. I have a shot at 2 o'clock, but usually that's Matt Mangus. So I have a shot at 2. And
no,
then,
at 2, people are tuning in. People are tuning in for us at 2. And at 6, they're still lingering, hoping we'll come back on for an encore.
I don't think anybody hopes we come back on.
Well, least of all me.
Yes. So we're going to have a 4 o'clock safe word. That's a standalone right there. And I'll tell you right now, we haven't had one yet. 4 o'clock, safe word, chance at $500. Okay?
No, it could be your instructions that keep us from winning.
How do you figure? I give the instructions exactly the way they're written.
Well, I think you discourage people because you yell at them. And tell them, don't do this and don't do that.
I only yell
what
at them.
What are you, stupid?
I only yell at them when they text it to the Absolute Law text line. It does them no good. I'm trying to give them advice.
Well, they didn't ask for it.
No, they didn't, and I've stopped doing it. Oh, I see it every time we give out a safe word. The thing is, they just stack right up people sending the word on the Absolute Law text line, which you're not supposed to do because it won't help you win.
Well, that's for the best. I ran across something bizarre last
night. What did you run across? An animal?
No. Well, actually, yes, but that's a different story.
Jeez. What?
It's funny you'd say that.
Well,
but that's not what I'm talking about.
There's animals all over the place. I hear the birds every day.
Oh, they're lovely.
Whatever.
I saw a headline that I thought I'd never see. Because, you know, the left and right divide in this country.
Yeah.
It seems to be pretty well defined. And when you hear the name Michael Moore, you would think that the left would stand and cheer, right?
Oh, they won't, because every once in a while he goes to the other side.
Well,
did he go to the other side?
Yes.
Okay.
And I respect him for it, because I guess he bankrolled the film, and this guy is an environmentalist from the old school.
Yeah.
And the documentary looks at the green movement and alternative fuels and all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And the headline that grabbed me was leftist groups trying to ban Michael Moore's new film. And the film is called Planet of the Humans. And this guy basically just lays waste to the whole green movement. And that there is absolutely no point to wind and solar. It's mm-hmm. all a scam.
Yep, they've been saying that stuff for years.
And, I mean, he demonstrates at specific places where, say, they're having a concert. And today we're running on 100% solar. He goes backstage and films the diesel generators that are running things. And then the solar panels they have for people to gawk at. But the main thing he does, and it implicates a lot of people, is that wind and solar are window dressing, and the only thing in what they call renewable energies that is being used and actually works.
Yeah, what is it?
Biomass. You know what that is?
You're going to tell me.
I didn't. It's wood chips. They're burning wood chips instead of coal and patting themselves on the back. It makes absolutely no difference unless you're someone who has quietly invested into the timber industry.
The big wood chip.
Yeah. And that's the only thing of these renewable fuels. And then they talk about, oh, well, this is renewable. Well, it takes a long time for a tree to be big enough to be burned efficiently. And that was the whole point, is that all of these, and the biggest, one of the biggest takeaways for me, and they fool kids with this, is that they have what they call environmentally responsible investing. And they have funds with pretty names. Well, he went through those funds. And what you're investing in those funds where you're being socially responsible, Caterpillar, ExxonMobil.
Do you remember, and you and I used to watch it all the time, Penn and Teller's Bolt, the show. And they did stuff a decade and a half ago telling you the recycling push
it all
is all just BS.
It is. All of it requires a tremendous amount of fossil fuels.
Yep.
And they had one guy that was a scientist being perfectly honest, and he goes, quite frankly, with all of this, they'd be better off just burning the fossil fuels and being as efficient as they can with it rather than wasting it trying to make people feel good about something.
You see all these little car stations where you plug your car in at the malls and stuff, get your car charged up because you're driving green. And the fact of the matter is, where does the energy come from? Where does the electricity come from to go and charge?
Coal.
Big coal. let's see if we can get a couple in here. Stan's Who Am I? I'm going to give you clues.
So these will be people.
Yes, today it is people. I'm going to give you clues. We'll get a caller on. We'll have Haney, first one that thinks they know what it is, blurt out the answer. If Haney gets it before you do, we're going to move to another caller, and then they'll have a new. I'll have a new classification of who am I, another person. So up for grabs, we have Stan and Haney Babakusaw. We have a round of golf at Eagle Ridge Golf Club. We have K-Rock rain ponchos, autographed Stan and Haney T-shirts, and thanks to our friends at BC Wholesale in Cape Coral, biker goggles, clear night biker goggles, the kind that seal around your eyes. It looks like you're wearing sunglasses, but they got the eye all covered. I'm going to release the phones. I've already got a person that I'm going to give you clues to. 277-9600. Rob, do you have a buzzer over there? For when they're when the, somebody's wrong, or a bell when they're right? There we go. There we go. This is Who Am I? I'm going to give you clues. Haney or the caller will blurt it out first. Who am I? Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy.
Ahoy, who's this?
It's Forrest.
Forrest, how are you, buddy?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Doing good, buddy. You want to try?
Sure.
All right. I'm going to give you clues one at a time. First person to blurt out the answer correctly.
James Madison.
No. Now, if he, now see if he did that, I would let you, Forrest, to have a free guess at it.
You got a free guess, Forrest. Who is it?
Not yet. I haven't started the game yet.
Oh, I thought you just said.
We will begin right now. If you think you know who it is, blurt out the answer. I am a singer and an actor. And I'll add to this, stick with singer as the stronger of the two. I am a singer and I am an actor. I was born in England in 1951.
Elton John.
That is incorrect.
Mick Jagger.
That is incorrect. While I trained in piano, I taught myself to play guitar.
Jimi Hendrix.
That is incorrect, Haney.
Okay, I'm sorry. Can you repeat the clue he talked over?
Yeah, I'll repeat all the clues.
Thank you.
I'm a singer and an actor. I was born in England in 1951. While I trained in piano, I taught myself to play guitar. Nothing, Haney?
Tom Jones?
Incorrect. We continue. I rejected the role of a villain in a James Bond film. I became the lead singer for a famous British rock trio. I went solo in 1985.
Sting.
You are right, Forrest. It's Sting. You are absolutely correct.
Boy, the actor thing totally threw me.
Yeah, that's why I said... I emphasized singer.
Yeah.
I didn't know he acted.
Yeah, he was in a few movies. Forrest, what would you like?
Stan and Haney T-shirt.
You got it, buddy. We'll sign it for you if you want. Hold on. There you go. All right, I got time maybe for another one here.
Yeah, that actor was such a red herring.
Yep. That's why I said let me emphasize singer for the most part. All right, let's see who we got here. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Ryan.
Ryan, you ready to play?
Let's give it a shot.
All right. Who am I? First clue. I am an actor. I was born...
I am also a musician.
Nope, I'm an actor. I was born in Illinois in 1924.
Gary Sinise.
Incorrect. Would you like to take a stab at it?
What was the year?
1924.
I have no idea.
All right, we'll continue. I am known for my portrayals of epic heroes. I played a circus manager. You want to turn the vocals off while I'm talking, Haney?
No.
I played a circus manager in The Greatest Show on Earth, the movie. I won an Oscar for my role in Ben-Hur.
Charlton Heston.
You are correct. Sorry. You are right, Haney. Cecil B. DeMille put me in the Ten Commandments. I was in Planet of the Apes in Airport, 1975.
I appeared on the Stan and Haney Show.
Yep. Michael Moore interviewed me in Bowling for Columbine. One of my trademark lines, from my cold, dead hands.
Get your stinking hands off me, you damn dirty ape.
We got time maybe to do one more. 277-9600, because you got that one fairly quickly with the Ben-Hur. 277-9600. Who wants to play Who Am I? Who am I? We've got about 2 minutes left to play Who Am I? And stop texting your answers. Play. Ahoy, who's this? Oh, there goes. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this? Oh, God. Who?
This is Tom
from Melbourne.
Tom?
Yes.
And where are you from?
Fort Myers.
And you're not from Melbourne, are you?
No, sir.
Okay, good.
Not him.
Thank God. All right, you got to get this in 2 minutes, one or the other. Who am I? I'm a regal historical figure. I was born long ago in Africa. I ruled circa 1333 B.C.
Hannibal?
No, Haney. Free shot at it, buddy.
I have no idea, gentlemen.
I ruled. Okay. We'll continue. My reign wasn't regarded as particularly important.
That narrows it down.
An event in 1922 made me famous. Anybody? Howard Carter discovered me.
King Tut.
You are right, Haney. King Tut. Sorry, Tom.
As soon as you said Howard Carter, there we go.
Yep. Steve Martin sang a song about me, about my first trip to the U.S. I was the boy king of Egypt.
Oh, that's good. I got it before the gimme clues.
Yeah, you did. Nice job. All right. Stay by your radio. Safe word in just seconds could get you $500 in cash. We are the Stan and Haney Show.
Viciously fracking Southwest Florida airwaves for decades. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us Wednesday afternoon. You still have about 5 minutes to get the 4 o'clock safe word in and a chance at $500. The safe word for 4 o'clock, Lucky, L-U-C-K-Y, Lucky. Enter that word right now at 96krock.com on the K-Rock app or text the safe word Lucky to 45911. You got just under 5 minutes to do it. They'll call you if you are a company-wide winner of $500. So don't worry. How do I find out if I won? They'll call you. And if you enter on our website or mobile app, you're in the running for the grand prize of $10,000. Lucky is the safe word for 4 o'clock. How you doing, Haney?
Just great.
What's the matter?
Couldn't be better. Just outstanding.
Your sinuses have cleared up. That's nice.
Yeah, they have. They have. But I'm still feeling it, you know.
Yeah. Well.
And I'm never eating creamed kale cauliflower rice with pickled cherry peppers again.
No.
Because the sinuses are one thing. I didn't get in to the nonstop gas.
Oh.
Painful gas.
Upper and lower.
Well, I was able to let loose with a big belch before I went to sleep, or I don't think I would have slept at all.
Oh, yeah, that would have been hell.
But it's still with me.
It'll get through you. Just know that. I mean, don't you, when they send you your food, don't you have a list of menu items that you can select?
Yeah, and the thing is, the meatballs sounded so good, I was willing to put up with the side dish. I didn't even think about the side dish because I wanted the meatballs.
Yep. But you ate all of the side dish, too, didn't you?
Well, I paid for it, didn't I?
You're damn right you're going to eat it.
Whether I like it or not,
That's
yeah.
That's right. And now you're paying the price. We're going to get your first look at traffic.
Well, it's lesson learned.
Yeah. And don't get that again. Traffic news headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer. Got some emails here for you today as well. Let's get things started with our first look at traffic for your drive home. All right, just one thing on the board right now. It is a hit and run. Lehigh Acres, the 5200 block of 26th Street. It is on the right side. It's 26th Street Southwest, and it's on the right side. So there you go. And you're up to date. We'll have another traffic update for you in about 30 minutes. Coming up in less than 1 hour, it'll be the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? Well, here's Mark Haney right now. He's got today's headlines for you.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know. How much longer can the lockdown last before you go nuts?
Well, people are going nuts right now, and that's why every day I see more and more cars on the road. Well, and I expect that now they got the beaches open. You can go and out and do stuff now. Parks are open, so there you go.
This has obviously had an effect on the economy, and it's affected it in ways that maybe you haven't thought about. We've got a very interesting story with the unintended side effects.
Okay.
High school and college seniors are really getting hosed this year when it comes to graduation, and Hollywood is making it worse.
You'll have the details on that in less than an hour.
I sure will, Stan.
Yeah.
I sure will. It seems like there's a podcast for everything now.
Yeah.
An investigative journalist from The New Yorker is coming out with an 8-part podcast devoted to one thing and one thing only.
What's that?
Well, it tries to answer the question, did the CIA write the classic Scorpions track, Winds of Change?
I've heard that, and what they're doing in an 8-part series, I don't think I could sit through it.
Me neither. And finally, Speedy Gonzalez was arrested after several months on the run.
Right on.
These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. Laughter is one of the most important things we can experience in a day. And we try to provide a little bit for you with today's edition of the 4 o'clock fluffer. Mark?
Stan?
Everyone?
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Hi, ladies.
Hi.
Yeah.
You know, being the head chef at the White House is a prestigious position.
You're darn right it is.
But still, it is a job. With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
White House chef complaints.
Top White House chef complaints.
Half the budget goes to ketchup. Knowing that the only green food the president will tolerate is a shamrock shake.
Yeah.
Getting in trouble for forgetting to set the timer and burning Eric's fish sticks. Having to remember to sprinkle all the president's meals in Cheeto dust. Well, we can't really clean the kitchen now because the boss took all the bleach to experiment on Jared.
Yeah, it's a disinfectant.
Who returns a black steak because it's undercooked?
Guilty, you dig, Daddy?
Oh, yeah, I dig, mister.
Yeah.
When Melania asked for extra cyanide, it's hard to tell if she's serious or if it's just a language barrier thing. When we try to feed Baron vegetables, he calls us fake chefs.
Relax, dude, relax.
Really, 80% of the job is just warming up quarter pounders with cheese.
Yeah, I got a place that your wife could get me.
And finally, the very top White House chef complaint.
Yes?
Prepping food on the same countertops where Bill and Monica got busy. And that, my friends, is a 4 o'clock.
Elvis has left the building.
Email time, ahoy, at stanandhaney.com.
What?
Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
Okay, okay.
Got some nice emails here. This one, very nice. This is from Jennifer. And she writes, ahoy and hot damn, Stan and Haney. I am a since the beginning listener from the early morning days until today.
Back, really?
Yep.
In the beginning.
Yep.
When radio was without form and void.
Yep. Yes. Back in the late 90s, you even did a funny segment on me. My boyfriend and I, at the time, came to one of your remotes, and I was so excited to meet you after what seemed like years of knowing you. That was actually close to 20 years ago, and the segment was funny even though the joke was on me. Apparently, I was chain-smoking drunk. It was entertaining, although much exaggerated. Fast forward 20 years, I still listen every day. Usually, I am only able to catch part of the show, but I've been on lockdown since March 20th when the governor ordered all restaurants to close and have been listening to the entire show every day. I thank you for keeping me entertained all afternoon. I lived in Australia from 2011 until 2015, and I even streamed the show from there when possible. Yesterday on Haney's News, he talked about the knockoff of Axe body spray that is available overseas. What was it, Lynx Haney or something like that? It reminded me of something funny from my time in Australia. I lived in Perth, which is beautiful, although a bit strange and a bit behind the times. Many vending machines in men's restrooms or pubs these were in pubs and restaurants, had something called wipe-on sex appeal. I found it quite comical, but it was very popular at the time. She even sent a picture of it. And it was. You'd wipe on this stuff. You'd get it out of the vending machine in the men's room.
Is that like what you do with the sample cards and magazines when you rub it in?
Yes. Love you guys. Thanks again for making my afternoons less boring. I very much can relate to Haney's plight and hope he gets to stay by his pool as long as possible.
Signed, oh, God bless you.
Signed, Jennifer.
Jennifer, you're wonderful.
Very lovely letter. This is our super fan, Scott. He's very observant to this show. Hey, guys, I was having a conversation with my common-law wife this evening. We were actually scheduled to get married last Saturday, but the escape of the virus from the BL4 lab in Wuhan put a stop to that. And it was unfortunate, in my opinion, because she's one of the good ones. I'd put her in the same class as Stan's wife, who, thankfully, has not made another attempt on Stan's life for a couple of months now, as far as we know. Even given the ample opportunity during Stan's Beasley-ordered quarantine, no attempts. Anyway, we were having a small debate about whether it is better to be happy or to be healthy. I, of course, chose happy over the latter. And then she said that I could have both at the same time. I always...
That's crazy talk.
I always look to you guys for guidance and know that you are both in tip-top condition thanks to the wise man, Dr. Ray Bastardo. Is there a balance to be had? Or should I?
No.
Or should I shoot for one or the other? With Rob and I being about the same age, I would also value his opinion as well, given that he seems to be more on a health craze track at this time.
No, no, that's not him. His life's in a shambles. He's basically a hostage.
Why are you nodding at that?
Hostages don't answer. They just nod. I'm a hostage.
Yeah, he doesn't eat ground turkey because he likes it.
No. What are you having tonight, by the way?
Oh, I have a salad. It's lettuce and tomato.
Oh, be careful of those tomatoes, especially if they're pickled.
No, you see, and this isn't really fair, Scott, because, you know, when you're talking to us about what we do, that's like going up to a professional athlete and asking him how he trains.
Right.
We keep ourselves in tip-top shape for this show, and, you know, a civilian probably shouldn't ingest as much nicotine as we do.
Right.
But we're professionals. We're trained to handle it.
I love you guys, Rob included, even though I had to run to the store the other night to buy a bag of cherries so the little ones could play. What is... I don't want to know. Some game called Guess the Cherry.
Yeah, you can't be healthy and happy.
Thank you,
at
Andy.
Least according to leading experts, because anything you enjoy is hazardous to your health.
Signed, lifetime listener and super fan, Scott from Naples. Thank you, Scott.
And if I could give you one piece of advice, Scott, that you can take with you for the rest of your life, I want you to stay away from creamed kale cauliflower rice with pickled cherry peppers. If you remember nothing else, remember that.
Meg writes very quickly, Haney.
How is she?
She's well, but I guess not getting the information that you get. Stan and Haney, I heard over the weekend Kim Jong-un is in a coma. Is this true? Love the show.
Nobody knows.
Nobody knows. Ladies and gentlemen, The Guardian.
Jesus.
Oh, he got mad that I had difficulty reading his email.
Jesus.
Yesterday.
I knew it. I knew it. You were looking for trouble, man.
Got him a little rattled about it. Ahoy, gentlemen. So, Stan, I guess you're right. Sometimes I don't exactly have the best knowledge of the proper use of the English language.
You've done it now.
But I am fine writing like an old man. Uh, Let's see. One thing you go, you know what? One thing you guys are right on. No one on the left in the media will say any word, not word one, on Biden's misbehavior. Only one.
It's amazing.
Only one outlet will talk about it, and that's Fox News. I think you guys are the best. Sign the Guardian.
Jesus.
It really is. It's staggering that they don't mention it at all. Now, I could see if they were trying to talk about it and say that it wasn't so, but they don't do that. Well, they just pretend like it's not happening.
A news release today that Democratic leaders and members of the Democratic Party, the committee, are asking Biden to address it so that they can go and nip it and dismiss it as quickly as possible. They're now urging him that he has to say something about it.
Yeah. Now, if you have any sense of fairness or logic at all, look at how Biden is treated and look what they did to Brett Kavanaugh.
Yep. Oh, by the way, somebody wants to know, and if Jennifer's listening, I would be more than welcome to hear the answer. Guys, can you please ask Jennifer why in God's name would she move from Australia back to the United States? I'll tell you why, because this is the United States of America, land that I love, and I stand beside her and guide her through the light from above.
From the mountains.
To the prairies.
To prairies. To the oceans.
Wide with foam.
God
bless
America.
My home.
Sweet home.
Yep. We'll be back. Stan and Haney.
It's nice to be important, but it's more important to remain employed on partially reduced wages and benefits. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. Greatly appreciated. We're going to get you updated on traffic here in just a second. And then I'm going to tell you how ordering a T-shirt can help a lot of frontline workers. Give you the details on that in just a second. Let's get you updated. All right, two things on the board. We will start with a hit and run, North Fort Myers. 1600 block of North Tamiami Trail, right by the smoking pit. And Lehigh Acres, crash. 1100 block West Homestead Road North, right by the Sunbank. And you are up to date. We'll have another traffic update for you in about 30 minutes. K-Rock is helping to raise money for those who have been impacted by the coronavirus. Order a We Love Southwest Florida T-shirt at welovesWFL.com. And $10 from every shirt purchased gets donated to local people and organizations in need. Your donation will go towards assisting frontline workers, local restaurants, nonprofit relief organizations, local food banks. So get a We Love Southwest Florida T-shirt today at welovesWFL.com, 96krock.com, or the K-Rock mobile app. It is brought to you by High Def Printing and the Beasley Media Group. By the way, Ron DeSantis, our governor, expected to speak in about 20 minutes. Ahoy!
Yes, now I speak to Stanley, please.
This is Stanley. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, Stanley. It's such a pleasure to talk to you. My name is Rick Rochelle, and I'm with Government Stimulus Verification.
Hi, Rick Rochelle. You're with what now, sir?
Yes, I'm with Government Stimulus, and we are calling to verify whether or not you've received your stimulus check, because we want to make sure that you have it and everything that you need during this trying time. We're all in this together.
Thank you, Rick. And yes, I got my stimulus check a couple of weeks ago. Thank you for asking.
Okay, I know it'd be difficult. Yeah, we're almost done. Oh. Just off the top of your head, you don't have to remember what date you received it because we're trying to ensure that the verification process is complete.
So you want a roundabout date that I got it?
Yeah, if we could narrow it down to the week, that would help. Because some people, believe it or not, still haven't received, and we want to make sure that they're getting out there.
I think I got it the week of the 13th, somewhere between the 13th and the 17th of this month.
This month. Okay. Yeah. That's wonderful. I just need to ask you a couple of quick questions,
certainly,
if you don't mind.
Certainly. Who are you with again?
I'm with Government Stimulus Verification.
Verification. Wouldn't you guys know that it was very... Never mind. You got a job to do, Rick. And are you from the Florida area?
No, sir. Unfortunately, I wish I was. Were you pleased with the overall speed of the delivery of the stimulus?
Once I knew they were out, yes, I was pleased. Yeah, sure.
Were you pleased with the amount of your particular stimulus, or do you think it should have been more?
No, I got what I was supposed to get. I guess I got what I was in charge for. You're asking a lot of questions, Rick.
Do you feel that it would be helpful to you to receive in the future an additional stimulus check?
Well, I don't know what the future holds for me. Things can be completely different in another month. So is there? Can you check off, I don't know?
But as of today, would you find an additional stimulus check to be beneficial?
Sure, I would. Yeah, sure.
Okay, what if I told you there was a way for you to double your stimulus check?
Now, the IRS is the one that did this through my taxes, Rick. And,
mm-hmm.
I don't know of any other stimulus check coming to people right now. I know small businesses and stuff like that. But I you're asking a lot of questions. Double that? They're not gonna. I'm not going to go if the government wants to double it, they will.
Stanley, this is something that is not available to everyone because we obtained your information through the American Association of Retired Persons. And
really? You did, huh?
And this is available only to AARP members.
Okay.
So I
am an AARP member.
And in good standing, I can see... It looks like you couldn't wait to join.
I did. I joined when I turned 50, Rick. You a member yourself?
Well, I'm not quite there yet.
Okay. Yeah.
But this is a special offer for members of the AARP.
Does it matter that I'm also a member of AMAC?
No. That can be dealt with later.
Well, I wonder if I'll get a call from them.
I doubt that you will, because AARP members only can now double. That means two times.
I understand what double is.
And double is better than just one, isn't it?
Yes. It sure is, Rick. Where are you at? You're not from the Florida area. Where are you at? Where do you live?
I live in Virginia in what we like to call the government area.
Oh, okay. All right, sure.
It's called McLean, Virginia, like McLean Stevenson. You remember him from MAG?
Yeah, I do. I do remember. He should have never left that show.
Well, that was a big mistake, wasn't it?
It sure was. So you're in McLean, Virginia.
Yeah, so can I put you down that you're interested in our additional stimulus program?
I want to know don't put me down for anything right yet. You're going to explain to me how I can go and get double.
Well,
I'm not going to just go and say because you, Rick Rochelle, from Virginia, McLean, Virginia, are telling me because I'm an AARP member that I'm going to go and get double my stimulus.
I can understand that. I'm just a voice on the
television.
The telephone.
You watching TV
sir.
Now?
I was. I have to admit, they got us working from home. And
yeah.
I just, I love my program, but that's beside the point.
Uh-huh.
I know I'm just a voice on the telephone,
yeah.
sir.
Yes,
but
you are.
I can assure you that I am with Government Stimulus Verification, LLC. And What we can do, sir, is I can put you down today that you're interested in doubling your stimulus.
I want to know what you're putting me down for before I say that I'm interested in doubling it. I don't want to be on some list.
Well, you mentioned television before.
Yes.
Are you familiar with the superstars Eric Estrada and Randy Rhoads from the television show? Randy Oaks, I'm sorry, from the television show Chips.
I'm familiar. She used to be a little pinup, Randy Oaks, and Eric Estrada was a punch.
Yes, some of the biggest stars in the world.
Well, back in the 70s.
They have a television program that you may see on later in the evening or morning.
Depending on where I am. I'm in Florida now, okay? You're not calling the West Coast.
Yes, I understand you're in the Florida area.
And you're not. Go ahead.
And like many of the elderly, you live in a condominium.
Yes, I live in a condo.
What if I told you that you could actually live in a luxury single-family home? Because we've got a brand new development in the Florida area.
Wait a second. I thought you were talking about my stimulus check. Oh, I get what you're up to. Go ahead.
Do you like the beach?
I love the beach, and they just opened back up. I'm so excited.
Well, let me tell you something. Have you ever dreamed of living on the water?
Who hasn't dreamed on living on the water, Rick? That's the top of everything. Beautiful single family home on the water. That's one of the most beautiful things that you can possibly hope for.
Well, I think we all dream of having a big old mansion right there on the Gulf.
How did we get from a mansion on the Gulf to telling me that I'm doubling my stimulus check and you wanted to know what week of the month I got it?
Sir?
We're going a long, roundabout way. Are you a shyster?
We have the most wonderful community that we're getting ready to break ground on.
Oh, really?
Right on the Gulf in beautiful Lehigh Acres. It's a development that we call Golf on the Gulf.
Golf on the Gulf.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And where's that?
That is right directly on the Gulf of Mexico in beautiful Lehigh Acres.
Lehigh.
Right there. It's right there in the Florida area.
Right there. Right. It's right on, right on the Gulf.
Yes. Located right there in Florida.
Yep.
How Florida is. It's nothing but the sunshine, palm trees, and beautiful water.
Lehigh Acres. Now, Rick, you're trying to convince me of something. Where in Florida is Lehigh Acres?
It is beachfront property on the Gulf of Mexico. And you're right to wonder, how does this affect my stimulus?
Yeah, how does this, you know, living footsteps away from the water?
My company, Government Stimulus Verification, LLC, is willing to match whatever government stimulus check that you received on the 13th and put it towards a down payment to a beautiful mobile home in Lehigh Acres, Florida.
Hold on a second. Weren't you just telling me a second ago a single-family home on the Gulf? And the name of the community is Gulf on the Gulf.
Name of the community, sir.
Yeah.
Is Golf on the Gulf.
Golf on the Gulf. It's a trailer community.
Yes, Golf on the Gulf. And it's a mobile home. And that's one of the beautiful things. If you find that you don't like where your home is situated, you can always trade with a neighbor.
Oh, sure. And put it on their lot.
Absolutely.
Now, what do I get with this? Do I get the lot of land, and do I get the trailer itself?
Well, what we would suggest.
So that sounds like two different things to me, and the trailer.
Well, what I would suggest that you do is one of our most popular programs.
Uh-huh.
It should be where you used that stimulus money that you got from the government.
Yeah.
And that's your move-in fund, see?
Mm-hmm.
So that way it doesn't cost you a thing.
It does cost me. It does cost me. You're taking my stimulus check
and
that I
then,
need.
And then you being a member of the AARP.
Yeah,
what
do they got to do with anything?
We take care of the lot. We take care of all of that. And what you have is what they call in the banking industry a reverse mortgage on a mobile home.
Wait a second. So your company will government stimulus verification, that's the name of your company, with these mobile homes and lots, you're going to go and own the land that I'm on, and and I'm just going to, and are you going to own the trailer too?
Yes, sir. Now, see what you're...
That doesn't make sense. Why would I do that?
Because it's beautiful Lehigh Acres right there in the Florida area.
right there in the Gulf.
And also, there are golf courses nearby.
So, wait, is there a golf course at the mobile home park?
It is practically on property.
Practically? Yeah, there's a lot of golf courses in Lehigh Acres, Fort Myers, Naples, Bonita. But you'd like to live on one. Your dream is to live on one.
Let's put it this way. It's one of the most prestigious golf courses. I'm not allowed to use the name, but you want to know how close you are?
How close?
The caretaker shed where they keep all the lawnmowers and
rakes.
You know, maintenance people. They're all right there, right up, butted right against our property.
And so you're going to put me on a list that says I want
winning,
this.
You are winning all the way around.
That's like hitting the lottery.
Lehigh Acres. You got a golf course. You got the Gulf beaches. You got it all.
Mm-hmm. And you want and me you to know, say agree to this?
Do you have grandkids?
No, I don't have any grandkids yet.
Well, when you do, sir, we have plans to break ground in 2024 on a full swing set.
In 2024.
You would not believe the permitting in the Florida area. Sure. I'm just trying to put up a swing set. Okay.
Rick, no thank you. How about that? No thank you, you shyster. You
did
know
I
what?
Tell you about...
No.
Did I tell you about the clubhouse?
No, I don't want to know about the clubhouse. I don't want to know about anything because this is a scam. This is a scam that you would go and attack us senior citizens, us AARP members. This
well, that's
is
the only
scam.
Reason I'm calling you is
no,
because
is
you're
not.
A member of the AARP.
That's
in good standing,
sure, get an
and
older
I'm
person.
Just trying to double your stimulus
you're
check.
You're not we'll trying to double anything. You're trying to double your pockets.
We will deduct full value of your stimulus check from whatever we decide to charge you.
Uh-huh. For rent, because you own the property and you will own the trailer. And I don't know if you're familiar, Rick Rochelle, but Lehigh Acres is like 30 miles from the Gulf, okay? And
well, that's practically right around the corner.
Right out of the corner. You know, and you could have gone and used a better example than Randy Oates and Eric Estrada from Chips, because they got driven out of town, too, by trying to sell damn swamp land. What the hell is your... Who do you think? I was born yesterday?
So can I put you down for a double stimulus program?
Double? Is that what you're calling it? The double stimulus program?
Yes.
Uh-huh. And it's only for AARP members so that you can go and take the full stimulus plus an additional amount and put it towards me renting a trailer piece of land that you own, and they're going to build a swing set in 2024.
We're going to break ground. Sir, you use the word renting.
Yeah.
I have to correct you. That has certain legal things attached to it. You would not be renting.
What would I be doing?
You would be our guest.
No, take me off the list. Don't call me again. Take me off the list, and I'm reporting you.
For a limited time, only because I like you.
Yeah, I can tell.
What if I told you We'll do triple stimulus today only, and we'll take that right off the top of whatever we decide to charge you.
But you don't know that yet.
I can't quote figures.
But you want me, you can't quote figures. Yeah, because you're at working from home somewhere in McLean, Virginia.
Just think about it. Y'all no. on no. the go.
No. You shyster. Thief. We'll be back.
We live our lives according to the biblical principle that it is far better to give than receive. And the management here at Beasley is just fine with that arrangement. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Damn city people.
Yeah. Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us. Mark Haney in the news in just a second. Governor Ron DeSantis is speaking right now, and he's really starting to make me mad. He's supposed
to. I thought you loved him.
I like Ron DeSantis.
I love his wife.
She's a looker and just had a new baby.
Aww.
He's speaking right now. Now, I'd like to tell you that he has told us everything that we can do, but he's not. He started off by saying that that Florida's phase one is going to start on May the 4th, Monday, May the 4th.
And, oh, Star Wars Day.
And it excludes South Florida. Miami-Dade, I think it was Palm Beach County. All of those down in South Florida are still on their lockdown because that's where the most cases are. And now he has spent the last 15 minutes by introducing his step-by-step plan because of all the cases. And he's just going over numbers that we see every night on the news. He has not made any official thing yet. A good 12 minutes into his talk about anything that he's doing, we just know something's going to happen May the 4th.
Well, that would be the beginning of phase one.
Governor announces safe, smart, step-by-step reopening plan. That's as far as he's gotten right now. So that's all I can tell you. I'd like to have opened this break by saying, yes, here's what they're doing. And he's just worried about, he says the biggest thing is fear.
You know what, Stan? I think we can put this all to bed. If Rob could just put in a call to Tallahassee and let them know that we would very much like to speak to Florida's first lady, I bet she'd clear it all up.
She'd make it all nice and make it sound sweet.
Yeah. We'd all feel much better.
By the way, the Absolute Law text line, Stan, I can't believe that you passed on Gulf on the Gulf. Rick made it sound so lovely. Yeah, he sure did, didn't he? Absolute Law text line.
You know what? You got no right complaining about that. You're the one that couldn't wait to sign up for AARP, and now you complain about
Absolute
it.
Absolute Law text line. Stan, Rick Rochelle failed to mention that we have the friendliest neighbors here and that there are daily drive-bys. Rick Rochelle did not mention that.
He also didn't mention the fact that residents tell you don't go there after dark.
That's right. We heard it firsthand. Okay, so I'm looking. I've got it on mute now. He's showing a lot of graphs and a lot of projections.
A lot of PowerPoint stuff, huh?
It's all PowerPoint. And he's going through this like it's a business meeting instead of telling us what. All I know is May the 4th, it begins. And it excludes South Florida. That's it. Hopefully I'll know more later. But I don't know now.
Just relax. I'm going to be at the pool for a while.
I don't know about that. May 4th.
No, May 4th is the beginning of phase one, where we're supposed to work from home and social distance. It's not until we hit phase three, Stan.
Let's take a look at traffic for your drive home this afternoon.
I'm thinking
work.
It'll be football season before I'm back there.
All I just took a glance at the traffic report. Right now, all clear, nothing being reported on Southwest Florida roadways that we know of. We'll have another look at it in less than 30 minutes. Also, 6 o'clock, Rob Show takes over. He will have a 6 o'clock safe word for you. He had a $500 winner yesterday. Another chance at the safe word and $500 in about 45 minutes. Mark Haney and the news starts right now.
There was a time before cable, when the local anchorman reigned supreme. When people believed everything they heard. This was an age when only men were allowed to read the news. One anchorman was more man than the rest.
Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals. He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr. And suits so fine they made Sinatra look like a hobo. In other words,
Mark Haney
was the balls.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Wednesday, April 29th.
Double M, double X.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney.
You know, Rob just put up a picture of DeSantis' wife. Lovely, lovely woman. You know, she was a news girl.
Yeah. I'm surprised you're not as enthusiastic as I am.
She's very attractive. And a new mom. All right.
Yesterday, we were talking about the Jaguar.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We were talking about the Jaguar. Jaguar.
Now, the sense that we were talking about yesterday was that there is precisely one jaguar, the animal, living wild in the United States. There's only one.
One jaguar.
Today, we're talking about the car company, Jaguar.
Ah! Jaguar.
Jaguar?
Jaguar.
Jaguar?
Every salesperson we went up to when we were there had a different name for it. I wish to hell I would know the correct pronunciation of Jaguar.
Jaguar.
What is it again?
Jaguar.
Just see, that's Jaguar. Guar. Jaguar.
Jaguar.
See?
Like guar.
Yeah, like guar.
Jaguar.
The car company Jaguar.
Yes. Yes.
Jaguar.
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 Was originally called SS Cars Limited.
Oh.
For some reason, they abruptly changed the name of the company in 1945.
Go figure. SS?
It was a strategic move. They thought,
World,
you know,
War II, SS.
Yeah. Nobody knows why,
no,
but
they changed
the name.
What year?
45. You know, we try to give you just enough information to get you into trouble.
Of course.
Now, this is one that'll get your ass kicked in a bar if you try to use it as a bar bet.
What, try to pronounce the word Jaguar?
Well, no, a little simpler
Jaguar
than that. And if you use this, I'm warning you ahead of time, you're going to be headed for a bunch of not necessarily.
Okay.
Which was invented first, the lighter or the match?
Which was invented first, the lighter or the match? You would think a match. Put a lighters, little carbon and strike it, and there you go.
Lighters were invented in 1823. Matches were invented in 1820.
Before then, what did you need? A burning stick?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Lighters were invented in 1823. Matches were invented in 1826.
What?
Yeah, lighters 3 years before matches.
And then what did you do before then?
That's a good question.
That's what I said. A constantly burning stick? Light it off a candle?
Oh, yeah, we had to keep a communal fire burning at the center of town.
Yeah, I mean, how would you light the candle to start things with?
Well, if it were me, I would use a magnifying glass and brush.
Yes, yes.
Now,
Flint and some cotton?
Yeah, having been a Boy Scout, I know I'm supposed to be able to do it with sticks, but I never could. I always thought it was fake and that it was a big joke. You can't make fire with a couple of sticks.
No, we all tried it. Doesn't work.
And it never worked. No. Except for that one kid.
You're supposed to get a piece of wood with a little hole in it, and then you're supposed to you put the other stick vertical and spin it around and around so that it will make an ember. I ain't got time. Ember my ass. Okay?
Yeah,
I ain't got time.
I prefer, it's much simpler to go.
Okay. And you know damn well he lit up right there. Because he doesn't spark that lighter just for show. He's lighting something.
You know, Freddie Mercury, quite a talent.
Yeah.
And known as being quite flamboyant.
Yes.
But even flamboyant people have their limits. A record company thought it would be a great idea to have Freddie Mercury and Michael Jackson record an entire album of duets together in 1983.
What could have been? Jeez.
They pushed it really hard, but finally Freddie said, absolutely not. I will not do this. And I will die on this hill. Why?
Why?
Because Michael insisted on bringing his llama in the studio and Freddie couldn't stand it.
Llama?
Yep.
How do you pronounce, is that the correct way to pronounce llama?
Llama.
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 Rob, help us out on that. Llama.
Is that llama.
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 What?
Llama.
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 Llama. Llama.
No, it's llama. Not a, it's not an M-A, it's an M-U-H.
Llama.
Llama.
Llama. Llama.
Llama.
Llama.
Llama.
Llama.
And this is absolutely no surprise to Stan, but for some of you it might be. There's a certain band that has the record for the most top 40 hits without ever having a number one.
I know that.
They had 20 songs make the top 40, going as far as number four in 1979. Stan, you're chomping at the bit.
ELO.
And their highest ranked song?
You said was number four, right?
Yep, 1979.
Oh, 79. 79, 79, 70. Don't bring me down.
Bruce.
Bruce.
That is correct.
That's a shame. That's unbelievable.
Yeah, they got robbed.
Yeah, they did.
So, Stan just told you, I guess, is it still ongoing, the news conference?
Yeah, okay, okay. Walk-up testing sites he's talking about now. Let's see. Yeah, he's going over all testing sites now.
So, states...
I got something for you. I got something. Restaurants, right. Stores allowed to reopen on Monday at 25% capacity. 25%? 25%, not 50, 25%.
Yeah, and probably everybody's got to wear masks and gloves.
Well,
and
I saw
thing.
That Costco is, if you're going to go and do your Costco shopping, going to require masks if you're going to go in there. And your membership card, don't bring the whole family. Two people per membership card can walk in.
So some states, including ours, are relaxing their quarantine orders, and some
state,
still...
That's bringing testing.
Sorry. Go ahead.
And
I had Rob hot.
Llama.
Llama. No, don't. You don't. You don't have to.
Llama.
All right.
And there are some states where they still have a ways to go. You said that South Florida is not part of the reopening.
Oh, they're not. South Florida is not part of the Miami area, Dade County, and a couple other the South Florida counties.
Well, it sounds like you said all the way up to Palm Beach.
Yeah, he did mention the Palm Beach County. But that whole area down there at the bottom, they're still have to go to. They're not following this. They got to go. They got to stay where they are.
So with that in mind, they did a survey as to what the average American thinks is their breaking point. 72% said they would completely lose their mind sometime between now and early June. And pretty much everyone agrees 6 months would be far more than they could handle. 1 in 24 people have already hit their breaking point. 20% of men, and of course 29% when it comes to women.
Yeah, a little bit higher than that.
Well, I imagine if you broke it down by age group.
Yep. Where are you at with this, Haney? Where do you fall in?
Fat and happy.
Yep. You could let it go. It could go to for the next couple of years. You wouldn't mind.
Do you know why that is?
Why is that?
Because I haven't left my house.
Mm.
In my mind,
yeah.
Everything's normal. Everybody's going about their business.
Yeah.
So it doesn't exist to me.
I know it doesn't. Do you realize we're at the end of this week, we're going to be into May. May starts, I think, on Friday. I haven't seen you since March.
Doesn't bother me. I'd like to see you, but...
But you're just fine. This can go, as far as you're concerned, indefinitely.
This is my normal life.
Yep. You were prepared for this.
Like nobody else. And I'm really, the word hero has been bandied about.
Yeah.
You know how against
sure,
that I am.
I know.
But it has consequences, Stan.
Mm.
And in ways that you might not think of immediately. Obviously, the economic impact, well documented. And it really could change things. And movie theaters are very nervous right now. The movie Trolls World Tour has made over $100 million in digital rentals since it hit on-demand platforms earlier this month. That is with a rental fee of $19.99, meaning 5 million rentals. When the Coron shut down everything, Universal decided to send the film straight to digital rather than to postpone its release date. They also earned millions by charging $20 on rentals for movies that had their theatrical runs cut short, like The Hunt and The Invisible Man. Does it sound like no big deal to you?
Who, me?
Yeah.
No big deal. It sounds like a lot of money.
Well, the AMC theater chain is so pissed off by what the studios have done.
With putting it out to so you can watch it at home?
Yes. They say when this is all over and the movie theaters are back, AMC will no longer show Universal movies.
They'll change
their mind. That's how mad they are.
All right, got to take a break. We're desperately late. Two when you come back.
In a moment.
96K Rock. Everything that rocks. With a chance for you to hit the money shot from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. weekdays and win $500. Listen for the K-Rock Safe Word every other hour starting at 8 a.m. You then have until 15 after the hour to enter at 96krock.com, the K-Rock mobile app, or you can text the Safe Word to 45911. Plus, all web and app entries qualify for the $10,000 grand prize.
Yes, I'm so excited!
That is so awesome!
This is so awesome. Thank you so much.
Listen 7 times every weekday for the Safe Word and be one of our company-wide Money Shot winners.
The best station in the world. Thank you. I love you guys.
Check out all the money shot information at 96krock.com and the K-Rock mobile app.
Hi, I'm Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, the Scorpions had a huge hit in the early 90s with the song Wind of Change.
Didn't like it.
I didn't either.
Yeah.
Which is about, I like, you know, Rock You Like a Hurricane.
Yeah.
Wind of Change is about how the Soviet Union was changing and opening up at the time. I think they called it Glasnost. Now, the writing credit goes to lead singer Klaus Meine, who says he was inspired by how different Russia seemed between their gigs there in 88 and 89. But there are people who believe the Scorpions classic was actually written by the CIA as Cold War propaganda.
That's what we're hearing.
And there's now an 8-part podcast coming out to determine if that's true. It is headed up by an investigative journalist from the New Yorker who says, I've had so much fun pursuing this story over the course of a year, exploring the Cold War history and doing hundreds of interviews in 4 countries with rock stars and spies. If you're interested in that sort of thing, it hits Spotify May 11th. What do you know about it, Sam?
I don't. Here's what I know. I'm watching DeSantis as you're going. Outdoor seating for restaurants, 25% capacity in restaurants, bars, gyms, hair salons, nails, and all that. You can't open up yet.
Aww.
So all of that that stuff, bars, all that. No, you can't open up. And they're opening up a testing center in Immokalee, and they're opening up a testing center at Twin Stadium.
Bill?
Oh, sorry. I got, sorry. I'm just watching as he's going around. He's starting to talk now.
You're warning me about time.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill. A 35-year-old Georgia man named Speedy Gonzalez. I'm not kidding.
I know you're not.
Was arrested after several months on the run. Yes, his legal name is Speedy Gonzalez.
I walked alone between some old adobe haciendas. Suddenly, I heard the plaintive cry of a young Mexican girl.
La, la, la!
Jeez!
Police had been looking for him since late January after Speedy Gonzalez stole more than $3,000 worth of checks from a man's mailbox. They'd been tracking him since March and finally arrested him on Saturday after he was pulled over. Evidently, he didn't give him much of a chase. He's facing charges for forgery, identity fraud, and theft by deception. He had outstanding warrants in Georgia and Alabama. Pepe Le Pew declined to comment.
Hospitals, surgical centers to restart effective procedures.
Whatever that means.
And that's the news for today, Wednesday, April 29th.
Double M, double X.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, little Mark Haney, telling it like it is.
Mark, thank you. Okay, yeah, restaurant stores allowed to reopen Monday at 25% capacity is the big no change for bars, gyms, and personal services such as hairdressers.
And who's going to police this?
Retail can operate at 25% of indoor capacity. Restaurants may offer outdoor seating with 6 foot space between tables and indoor seating at 25% capacity. Let's see. Visits to senior living facilities prohibited. Schools remain distance learning, meaning they're not opening up.
So they're going to be doing this, and in the best of times, when things are normal, what about all the old people sitting on benches? I don't think they'll social distance.
Nope, they never have. They don't at my place.
And with a restaurant at 25% capacity, good luck.
We'll be back.
They're all going to be there.
We wrote the book on funny. But unfortunately, it's long out of print. Stan and Haney. 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Just a little footnote to what the governor has been saying. I did a little pop-in. Florida will not go to phase two until, as the governor says, the data shows that we can. It's going to be data driven with all the testing that's going on before we move into phase two. But phase one will start on May the 4th, Monday, for our area. South Florida, they're not doing anything yet.
Yeah, I'm fine here.
I know. But, you know, at some point, and I would say in the coming couple of weeks, the company is going to make a announcement on the return of staff.
Certain staff.
Air staff.
Certain air staff.
Let's get you updated on traffic for your traffic.
I'm not leaving.
You know, they said when they were putting this plan together, we're worried that if we put him there, he's not coming back.
Not coming back.
Taking a look at the board, we are all clear as far as reported accidents go in Southwest Florida. So there you go. Good news. May 4th, Monday, we start opening up a little bit, and there's nothing to report on roadways. And you are up to date.
Thank you.
You know, folks, when I was a kid, I was very close to my grandmother. And she used to sing a song to me when I was just so high, and it's always meant something to me. And I'd like to do it for you right now, because it does have meaning in today's world. Even all these years, you know, this, even during the hip drug days, you know, when everybody was supposed to be so cool and everything had double meanings. And this little simple tune would keep coming back to me, and I think it kind of guided me through those years. And I'd like to do this song for you right now. I think it might have a little meaning for you. So here we go.
Be courteous, kind, and forgiving. Be gentle and peaceful each day. Be warm and human and grateful, and have a good thing to say. Be thoughtful and trustful and childlike. Be witty and happy and wise. Be honest and love all your neighbors. Be obsequious, purple, and clairvoyant. Be pompous, obese, and eat cactus. Be dull and boring and omnipresent. Criticize things you don't know about. Be oblong and have your knees removed. Be tasteless, rude, and offensive. Live in a swamp and be three-dimensional. Put a live chicken in your underwear. Get all excited and go to a yawning festival. Okay, everybody. Be courteous, kind, and forgiving.
Be courteous, kind, and forgiving.
Good. Be gentle and peaceful each day.
Be gentle and peaceful each day.
Be warm and human and grateful.
Be warm and human and grateful.
And have a good thing to say.
And have a good thing to say.
Be thoughtful and trustful and childlike, everybody on this.
Be thoughtful and trustful and childlike.
Be witty and happy and wise.
Be witty and happy and wise.
Be honest and love all your neighbors.
Be
obsequious, purple, and clairvoyant. Let him hear you outside.
Be obsequious, purple, and clairvoyant.
Be pompous, obese, and eat cactus. Everybody sing. Be
pompous, obese, and eat cactus.
Be dull and boring and omnipresent.
Be dull and boring and omnipresent.
Criticize things you don't know about.
Criticize things you don't know about.
Be oblong and have your knees removed.
Be oblong and have your knees removed.
Ladies only, be tasteless, rude, and offensive. Now the men, live in a swamp and be three-dimensional.
Live in a swamp, be
everybody, put a live chicken in your underwear.
Put a live chicken in your underwear.
Go into a closet and suck eggs.
Go into a closet and suck eggs.
Time now for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy the way it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
I love my mom, but she's crazy, right? She thinks she's psychic. She has these nightmares that she believes are premonitions of the future, and for some reason they always involve my death, right? I'm glad you think my potential death is funny. She'll come up and be on the phone, all freaked out. Oh, thank heavens you're alive, son. Thank God you're safe. Settle down, Mom. I'm fine. What is it this time? Oh, well, on Sunday night, I had this horrible nightmare. That on Monday, you were going to die in a fiery car crash. So why are you calling me on Thursday? I didn't want you to worry. Love you too, Mama. She was always very overprotective when I was a kid. Makes me scared to do things as an adult. You know? During the summer, sometimes my family, we'd go on vacation. My brother and sister and I, we'd want to go swimming. My mom would freak out and lose her mind. Don't go in the water past your knees, because the undertow will suck you down. It's like we're at the pool, Mom, okay? Why don't you put down the martini and get out of the sun? I'm 18 years old. I think I got this swimming down. These water wings are ripping out my pit hair. I need some Vaseline, Mama. A grown man should never say that sentence out loud in public for the record.
Rob's show is up next at 6 o'clock. He'll have a 6 o'clock safe word for you. Could get you $500, so stay tuned for that. We are the Stan and Haney Show. Lord willing, we'll be back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. And we leave you this afternoon with this. Ahoy!
Hi, Stanley. It's such a pleasure to talk to you. My name is Rick Rochelle, and I'm with Government Stimulus Verification.
Hi, Rick Rochelle.
We are calling to verify whether or not you've received your stimulus check, because we want to make sure that you have it and everything that you need during this trying time. We're all in this together.
Thank you, Rick. And yes, I got my stimulus check a couple of weeks ago. Thank you for asking.
Okay, what if I told you there was a way for you to double your stimulus check?
Now, the IRS is the one that did. They did this through my taxes, Rick.
Are you familiar with the superstars Eric Estrada and Randy Rhoads from the television show? Randy Oaks, I'm sorry, from the television show Chips.
I'm familiar. She used to be a little pinup, Randy Oaks, and Eric Estrada was a punch.
Yes. Some of the biggest stars in the world.
Well, back in the 70s.
They have a television program that you may see on later in the evening or morning.
depending on where I am. I'm in Florida now, okay? You're not calling the West Coast.
Yes, I understand you're in the Florida area.
Yep, and you're not. Go ahead.
And like many of the elderly, you live in a condominium.
Yes, I live in a condo.
What if I told you that you could actually live in a luxury single-family home? Because we've got a brand new development in the Florida area.
Wait a second. I thought you were talking about my stimulus check. Oh, you, I get what you're up to. Go ahead.
Do you like the beach?
I love the beach, and they just opened back up. I'm so excited.
Well, let me tell you something. Have you ever dreamed of living on the water?
Who hasn't dreamed on living on the water, Rick? That's the top of every beautiful single family home on the water. That's one of the most mm-hmm. beautiful things that mm-hmm. you can possibly hope for.
Well, I think we'd all dream of having a big old mansion right there on the Gulf.
How did we get from a mansion on the Gulf to telling me I'm doubling my stimulus check and you wanted to know what week of the month I got it?
We have the most wonderful community that we're getting ready to break ground on.
Oh, really?
Right on the Gulf in beautiful Lehigh Acres. It's a development that we call Golf on the Gulf.
Golf on the Gulf.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And where's that?
That is right directly on the Gulf of Mexico. Mm-hmm. In beautiful Lehigh Acres.
Lehigh.
Right there. It's right there in the Florida area.
Right there. It's right on the Gulf.
Yes. Located right there in Florida.
Yep. Where?
You know how Florida is. It's nothing but the sunshine, palm trees, uh-huh. and beautiful water.
Lehigh Acres. Now, Rick, you're trying to convince me of something. Where in Florida is Lehigh Acres?
It is beachfront property on the Gulf of Mexico, and you're right to wonder, yeah. how does this affect my stimulus?
Yeah, how does this, well, you know, be living footsteps away from the water?
My company, Government Stimulus Verification, LLC,
uh-huh.
is willing to match whatever government stimulus check that you received on the 13th
uh-huh.
and put it towards a down payment to a beautiful mobile home in Lehigh
mobile
Acres, Florida.
Hold on a second. Weren't you just telling me a second ago a single-family home on the Gulf? And the name of the community is Gulf on the Gulf?
Name of the community, sir,
yeah.
is Golf on the Gulf.
Golf on the Gulf. It's a trailer community.
Yes, Golf on the Gulf, and it's a mobile home, and that's one of the beautiful things. If you find that you don't like where your home is situated, yeah. you can always trade with a neighbor.
Oh, sure, and put it on their lot.
Absolutely.
Now, what do I get with this? Do I get the lot of land? And do I get the trailer itself?
Well, what we would suggest...
That sounds like two different things to me, the land and the trailer.
Well, what I would suggest that you do is one of our most popular programs,
uh-huh.
which would be where you used that stimulus money that you got from the government,
yeah,
and that's your move-in fund, see?
Mm-hmm.
So that way it doesn't cost you a thing.
It does cost me. It does cost me. You're taking my stimulus check.
And then you being a member of the AARP.
Yeah, what have they got to do with anything?
We take care of the lot. We take care of all of that. And what you have is what they call in the banking industry a reverse mortgage on a mobile home.
Wait a second. So you will, your company will government stimulus verification, that's the name of your company, with these mobile homes and lots, you're going to go and own the land that I'm on, and and I'm just going to, and you're going to, are you going to own the trailer too?
Yes, sir. Now, see what you're...
That doesn't make sense. Why would I do that?
Because it's beautiful Lehigh Acres right there in the Florida area.
right there in the Gulf.
And also, there are golf courses nearby.
So, wait, is there a golf course at the mobile home park?
It is practically on property.
Practically?
Just think about it. Golf on the go.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day is a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.